There's some principalities and powers wandering around up there in the supernatural sphere, and oh God, and we just want them to understand who it is that's passing by right now, because we the Holy Ghost filled church right now, and we want to notify every principality and power that we're not just about ready to tuck tail and run. It's time for overthrow. Oh God, we didn't come to ask the mayor for the keys to the city. How in the world he gonna give us something he don't even have? We possess the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever we bind is bound, and whatsoever we loose. If we loose homosexuals, homosexuals are loosed. If we loose cancer, cancer is loosed. If we loose AIDS, then AIDS is loosed. If we loose finances, then finances. The heavens are rent, and God. Good God, somebody shout for me. I didn't come in here to play. I didn't come in here to patty cake in the petunias and tiptoe through the tulips. I didn't come in here to draw a line in the sand and ask the devil politely, would he mind getting back on his side of the line? My Bible tells me the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Power concedes nothing without a demand. I dare you to make a demand right now on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now, oh God, help me. All right. Just touch your neighbor and say, excuse me, but I'm on my way to a miracle. Just tell him, don't try to get in my way. I'll knock you out of my way. This ain't no time to get cute. This man said, I can take over. I dare you to shout, I'm gonna take over. I'm gonna take over my neighborhood. I'm gonna take over my family. I'm gonna take my city back. Get your left foot out. Left foot. Lean way out there now. Okay, stop. I just love doing that. I just like to look around, you know. Watch all the white folk. Kind of look like an ostrich, you know. And then the black folk, they throw that hip out there. Get that going. But the Hispanic folk, they just kind of cha-cha-cha right in. Would you just lean out there? Lean, baby. Lean. Lean. Because I told you, God was going to strategically position some folk on the edge, on the verge, on the brink. And when I asked the Holy Ghost, would you send me out to catch them? He said, I don't want you to catch nobody. When I get them on the edge, I'm sending you to push them over. Some of you ain't even gonna wanna go. Oh God. Sit down. Some of you ain't even gonna wanna go. I can tell looking at it. Sit down. You ain't even gonna wanna go. Come on. Holy Ghost told me, say, they're gonna try to cling on to the edge. Some of them, oh God. push you over. To push you out of your comfort zone. I'm about to push you out of your mediocrity. I'm about to push you out of your fear. I'm about to push you out of your cowardice. I'm about to push you out of your laziness. I'm about to give you a revelation. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Would you sit down? Somebody, don't try to hold me, baby. Don't try to hold me. Sit down. Sit down. Now. I like it when it starts in the back and comes toward the front. I like it. I like it. I like it. Sit down. Sit down now. I didn't come to play. Come to incite a riot. I didn't come to teach you some little lesson. You got enough notebooks full of notes right now. You could start your own library, and you're still living in defeat, and you're still living in sickness, and you're still living in poverty, and you still don't know if it's God or the devil. Give us some preachers. I better not say it. I said, give us some preachers that'll put a microphone in one hand and a Bible in the other and understand that it is that preacher's responsibility to become the medium upon which the heart of the infinite God breaks into language and through which the heart of the infinite is made to be heard in all the indignation which is proper to its outrage. Let me tell you a thing. God is mad and not about ready to put up with what you've been putting up with. Walk around with your withered hand in your pocket. When you get near Jesus, he'll say, I ain't putting up with what you're putting up with. Stretch that thing out here, let me heal it. See, you may be satisfied to lay around in your own filth under some little rickety table somewhere. But God has sent a messenger. Time for you to come out from underneath that table. Crumbs are not your diet. Good God in heaven, would you sit down? Now, I think I better clarify where I'm going to push you. Because some of you ain't going to want to go. So you think you want to go. I'm about to push you headlong into overtaking, overthrowing, overflowing, blessing. No, sit, no. Would you just say blessing? Let me just fix you, because I'm just saying he's about to push me into blessing. See, how many of you want to be blessed? Oh, that's what I thought. Blessed are you when men revile you. Persecute you, little whiny baby. Watch this now. When somebody lied on me, blessed are you when men revile you. Blessed are you when men make up lies about you. Hey, you an adulterer. Oh God. Blessed are you. When they say all manner of evil, sit down, Perky. When they say, oh, I'll punch you out right now, but I'm anointed right now, boy, I'd take you. I could take him right now, I'm telling you, I could take him. Listen. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Just shout, he's about to push me into blessing. But I gotta fix you, because I'm not talking about the blessing you're thinking about. I'm not talking about that little dippity-doo blessing. You're so cute, you know. Your little dippity-doo blessing. Somebody put a little oil on your forehead. Some of you had enough oil put on you now. You look like a greased pig at a county fair. I ain't talking about that little blessing. No. See, I ain't talking about that little tiptoe through the tulip. I ain't talking about that little, you know, line them up, little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, lining up the weak ones and bop them on the head. I ain't talking about that kind of anointing. I'm not talking about that little courtesy drop anointing. What, you think preachers don't know about the courtesy drop? Some of you all, so funny, you get in the healing line like this, and you're standing there, and somebody lay hands on you, and you go. Then nobody else would tell that, see. I just love saying stuff ain't nobody else got bravery enough to say. Oh, God, help me. Shout unto God, it feels so good in the air. Listen. No, see, I'm not talking about that little tiny blessing, that little. I'm talking about your shoe dusting blessing, you know. Let me tell you what I'm talking about, because you ain't ready, because God said, I'm just about ready to rend the heavens, and I'm going to pour you out a blessing. There's not going to be room enough to receive it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a staggering blessing. I'm talking about a blessing that you can't even stand up under the weight of the anointing of the. Holy Ghost, don't do that to me. No. See, because when he, Harold, when he blesses you, what does it say, Harold? Help me. What does it say? The Lord bless you. And the Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And be gracious unto you. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Go get on the motivational speaking circuit. You ain't no preacher. Give us a prophet. Give us a man of God that when he walks in the house, the priest can't even stand up to by reason of the anointing. I dare you to shout, give us the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. See, I'm talking about. I'm talking about staggering blessing. I'm talking about God gonna have to strengthen your legs so you can stand up under it. Don't do that to me. I'm talking about you walking through the frozen food section between the frozen peas and carrots, minding your own business. When all of a sudden something hit your legs and then it get in your arms, and then it get in your spine, and you gotta hold on to the frozen food counter. So your tongue hanging out. Some of your friends from church walk by and they say, "What's the matter with you?" And you say, "I don't know. Ever since our Lord Dominion camp meeting, he come on me and bless me. I can't even stand it." I'm tired of weary Christians. I'm tired of weak Christians. All right, y'all sit down now. I can see some of you getting nervous. So let me be preacher-like now. Let me take a text. Take a text now for no other reason than to say I did. Let me find one here. Let's see. It's all so good. Let me just. Okay, how about you? Isaiah 45. That'll work. Why not? Thus saith the Lord. Oh God. God about to mess some of you up. No, you look so neat, so nice. And some of you preachers, if you got some of your church folk here, before you leave tonight, you'll be rolling around on the floor like a madman. You're going to lose your dignity. I ain't going to lay hands on you. I'll body slam you before you get out of here on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sit down. Sit down. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm tired of a powerless Pentecost. I'm tired of more perversion than power. I'm tired of more cowardice than conviction. I'm tired of more playboys than prophets. I'm tired of preachers that spend 3 hours a week getting their fingernails manicured. I want me somebody coming out of the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey and daring the devil to even open his mouth in their presence. Say, shut up blindness, we're the church. Shut up AIDS, we're the church. Shut up deafness, we're the church. We got wet water walking blind man healing power. Sit down. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Destroying, burden removing, devil stomping, sin eradicating, tongue talking, God exalting, anointing. See, some of you don't understand. They did everything they could possibly do to kill this service for me tonight. You know how much that bothers me? Not at all. Hi, Paul and Jen. We love you. Listen. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I'm telling you, I do. Listen. Listen. See, I don't have to have no Hammond B3 organ to get an anointing. You ain't gotta sing the right song for me to get the anointing. I don't have to fast another fast, or pray another prayer, or sing another song, or shout another shout, or dance another dance. I don't have to have your affirmation. I don't have to have you tell me you think I did a good job. I don't have to have you pat me on the back. I don't need preeminence. I don't need position. I don't need popularity. All I need is the anointing. It's not that I had it or am going to get it. Because once he lay his hand on you, don't you be thinking about every time you hiccup that you've lost the anointing. My God Almighty, God didn't put something in you that's going to bounce out every time you hit a little road bump in life. Shout out. My husband left me. I'm still anointed. The doctor said I had cancer. I'm still anointed. My church board voted me out. I'm going to start in a storefront with a greater anointing than I've ever had in my life. Buck up, you little whiny, nose-bleeding Christian. Encourage yourself. Stop calling your preacher. Would you encourage me? Well, I got to go to camp meeting and see, can I get encouraged? Well, that one didn't do it for me. Maybe then the preacher the next night. Oh, God could encourage me a little bit. Oh, God. Why don't you encourage yourself in the Lord? Your God. Why don't you start saying the same God that delivered me from the lion is the same God that delivered me from that bear. And he is the same God that shall deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. Please sit down. Okay, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Now for those of you who wonder why these people are standing up shouting, it's because if you really believe that, anytime I said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, you'd slap somebody next to you and say, excuse me, but he happened to be talking about me. Shout, I am anointed. All right, now sit down. Thus saith the Lord, we gotta go on now, I gotta get through the text. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Watch this now, watch this now, watch this. Oh, you know, do you know right now that the devil is in the phone booth dialing 911? Cause I'm finally getting it to dawn on you. You are. Sit down. Now, okay, I'm not going to read that. I'm going to say that first part again. I'm not going to say that. Next line says, I will go before you. I better not preach that. All right, let me just say, there ain't nowhere you can go where he ain't there to open the door for you. And when you're on the potter's wheel and you see him and then he's gone and then you see him and then he's gone. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just hold on to the wheel, baby. If you got to lay down and spread eagle, then hold on. going before me. God, when I get to the grocery store, he'll be there. When I get to school on Tuesday morning, he'll be there. When I gotta go to the doctor's office, he'll be sitting in the chair in the... Sit down. Sit down. No. I like what he said next. Watch this now. I will make... Oh, I'm getting all messed up here. Let me fix myself. I'm on TV. Great, watch this. Come out, you spirit of lust, you binding devil, you suicide spirit. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you now, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let the power of God come upon you now. Okay, here's what he said next. I will make the crooked way straight. Would you just say this? Would you say, God, let me give you Rod Parsley translation. Ooh. Here, I'm about to fix you. Here's what he really said. I'm about to straighten some stuff out. And it ain't about you. God, let me tell you something. God's about to do something in the earth. It don't have nothing to do with you and how you comb your hair and what the length of your sleeve is and where you go to church and who sings in front of you preaching and who plays the organ. God's not about to do some stuff because you prayed long enough or you talked in tongues. God is about to do some stuff because he set his watch and he said, when the alarm goes off, I'm rending the heavens and I'm pouring out a blessing. For no other reason than it's time. I dare you to shout, it's time. Sit down. God's gonna straighten some stuff out. Oh God, I better be careful here. He's about to straighten out, let's see. Your kids. Your backslid drunk husband, he about to get, I dare you to go home tonight and say, hey bud, God about to straighten you out. Watch this. He's about to straighten out preachers. Because I'm tired of preachers that don't know how to do nothing but take the Bible and beat folk up with it. They say, pay your tithe. Love your wife. Don't wear your skirt so short, cause it makes me lust when I'm trying to preach. Sit down. You don't mind me being drunk, do you? If I go to slurring my words, just pray for interpretation. Watch this now. I will make the crooked way straight, and I will He didn't even say he'd ask you if you wanted it. The children of Israel profaned his name in their own land, so he drove them out of their own land. Among the heathen, they profaned his own name. Read Ezekiel 36. God gathered them together and said, you sorry bunch of Lot, motley looking crew, ragtag bunch. You have messed up my name. You have dishonored me among the heathen. You can't get nothing right. But don't worry about it, because I'm about to use you to retrieve the honor of my own name. God said, I'm going to bless you when you don't deserve to be blessed, and it don't have nothing to do with you except you're called by my name, and I refuse to allow you to be a reproach to me. Are y'all tired?
No!
Because she, that woman there in that blue coat, right? That blue blazer sitting there with that thing. Do you need a healing, honey? That thing in your ear? Oh, no. She said, she's holding up a sign to me, tell me I'm out of time. Watch her, ushers. They're about to attack her right now. Am I out of time?
No!
I don't know what you looking so tired for. Listen now. Listen now. Watch. I will give you, you sorry thing you, I will give you the treasures of darkness. I can't preach right there about the wisdom of God. I don't have time. I will give you hidden riches. Shh. In secret place. God said, because the year 2000 is a year of Holy Ghost possession. And since the Holy Ghost can go where you can't go, and after he gets where you can't go, he can hear what you can't hear. And after he hears what you can't hear, he can come back and tell you what you didn't know. And when he tells you what you didn't know, then he will empower you through that knowledge to do what you could not do. Oh, God, I wish I could preach right there. No, I can't. Watch now. Let me tell you what God's about to give you. He's about to put a new spirit in you. Tonight! This ain't no hit or miss proposition. If you in the building, you getting it. If you don't want it, too bad. I ain't praying you gonna get it. You gonna get it, cause I said in the anointing, you're gonna get it. Now watch me. He's gonna give you a breakthrough. He gonna give you a spirit. That's what he said. He said, I'm going to put a new spirit in you. Oh, God. How many of you are born again? Are you about to get born again? Yes, you are. Oh, that's prophetic. Yes, you are. Watch me now. Watch me. What is a breakthrough? I'm glad you asked. It's a sudden. Oh, don't be sitting there looking at me like you don't need no sudden. Dear God Almighty, you've prayed till your tongue feels like it's gonna fall out. You ain't fasted that much, I can see that. But you You prayed long enough. You waited long enough. You've hoped long enough. You've held on long enough. You believe long enough. I'm just believing tonight for a God of suddenly. I'm just, yeah, some of you are going to be walking along. You got to hear what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about you're going to go home. When you get home from Dominion Camp Meeting, you're going to walk down the hallway where your pot-smoking son's bedroom is, and instead of smelling pot, you're going to hear him rolling around on the floor saying, "Etel Abba Hashek, hey, 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 suddenly." Shout, give us the Holy Ghost power. Hear what I'm talking about. Some of you are going to go home and check your bank account and find some stuff in there you didn't deposit. I'm talking about some shout, shout that. Yeah, there's a shout now, shout. Sit down, sit down, sit down. It's a sudden burst of the advanced knowledge or revelation knowledge that will propel you through every line of Satan's defense. In other words, the only thing keeping you out of what he promised you is a knowledge. And as soon as you get the knowledge itself, without effort on your part, see, your struggling days, your striving days, try to make it happen, that's all over with. You going into overdrive, baby, when the Holy Ghost takes over. You trying to figure it out and make sense of it in your head. Turn your head off. Go to praying in the Holy Ghost and dig down into the wisdom of God. Sit down. Okay, I'm just pretty much a wreck now. Are we doing all right? What time's the next service? 10 tomorrow morning? Okay. You think I'm just doing this. I ought to do to you what I do to my church. I ought to make you come up here right now and just try to stand here. Because I promise you, you can't even stand in this anointing. God gonna make you learn how to walk around in what been knocking you on the floor. When you line up in that healing line, in that touch line anymore, it's not just gonna knock you in the floor, something gonna hit you and strengthen you and said, boom. Gonna be like hooking you up to a battery charger. How you tired and the greater one living on the inside of you. How you weak and lonely and I'm sad and they hurt my feeling. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Why don't you shut up? Everybody knows you don't know what to do. Stop saying, what am I going to do? Start looking inside and say, hey, what are you going to do about this? Hey, your kid's out here on drugs. You know that. What are you going to do about that? And then just go whistling Dixie along your way. I'm telling you right now, God's going to take the effort out. He's going to take the struggling out, the striving out. God ain't struggling. He ain't striving. He just gliding. Here now. Well, that's what he said, wasn't it? When Jesus said, whom do men say I am? Well, some say they're Elijah, or John the Baptist, or one of the prophets raised again from the dead. Yeah, but who do you say I am? Well, thou art the Christ, the anointed one that breaks the yoke, the Son of the living God. Is that what he said? Is that what the man said? Blessed. Now get out of that blessed. You don't know, blessed, you miss the whole business. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Watch this. For flesh and blood have not What's a breakthrough? A sudden burst of the advanced knowledge or revelation knowledge that propels you through every line of Satan's defense. Watch this. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Job said, there is a spirit in man. It is the breath of Almighty, watch, that gives him understanding. A spirit. There is a spirit in man. Not your little pea brain. There is a spirit in you. Not just something. The same spirit that raised up Jesus in the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea lives on the inside of you. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. In other words, this has been spiritually understood. Now watch. And upon this, poor translation. Upon this revelation, I will build my church. He didn't say your church, because ain't no church all his church, but there's some of his church in every church. He said, I will build my church. Watch, watch, oh God. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. See, there's something strategically positioned in your life by the spirit of Antichrist to keep you out of what it is that God has for you. Watch this. Shout, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Do you know why? Because there's about to be an overthrow. There's about to be a revolution. Would you say revolution? Watch this now, because I'm going to talk fast. A revolution. In order to have a revolution, you got to revolve. What does revolve mean? It means you got to get back where you started. Help me, somebody. So in other words, in order to get where we're supposed to go, we got to get back where we were. No, you didn't hear me. I said, in order to get where we're supposed to go, we got to get back to where we were, because that's what a revolution is. You got to get back where you started. I hear you, Brother Summerall. I hear you saying there's much to be gained by a return to the discarded values of the past. Watch me now. Yeah, revolve. What does it mean? Get back to the beginning. In the beginning, God. Everybody shout. But you're going to get tired on me now. In the beginning, God had a son. His name was? No. You see, you're not back at the beginning. In the beginning, God had a son. His name was? Adam. Adam had two sons. They were named? Come on, you be quicker than that. Cain and? But who slew who? Cain slew Abel. That's right. So Abel is gone, right? So Eve said, I need a son to replace him. And God gave her Seth. So God had a son. His name was Adam. Adam had a son. His name was Seth. Seth had a son. His name, watch this now. It wasn't John or George. His name was Mahalalel. Ain't that a crazy name? Mahalalel. What does it mean? It means to break through as by ramming with the head. You want, Donnie, you and Gary want to talk about a praise? There's a Mahalalel praise. It's a praise that don't come out of your psyche. It's a praise that don't come out of your talent. It's a praise that don't even come out of your natural body. It's a praise that starts in another world where God possesses your body and through you gives glory unto himself. He breaks through the forces of darkness with a ramming praise. Watch this. Mahalalel had a son. His name was Enoch. Enoch walked with God. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? And by the way, Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. That's the first type and shadow of the rapture for those of you that can't read. And it's not figurative. Just hang around your little figurative world, baby. First load, I'm out of here. And I've already cut covenant with God. He's going to give me 30 seconds of hang time, about 15 feet off the ground, just so I can wave to some of y'all. Yeah, I'm preaching. Listen to me now. Enoch, what? Okay, I'm losing you now. Yeah, I'm losing you. See, because that's as long as your little spirit, your little weak, anemic spirit can hang in there. You just got to have a hot dog. You got to get to the Coke machine. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me. I dare you to pray in the Holy Ghost. I dare you. Because he'll give you another dose. And you do. Yeah, watch this. Shout! Watch. Say, we got to get back where we started. Mahalaleel had a son named Enoch. Enoch was and was not, for God took him. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Enoch walked with God. He had to be in agreement with God. The year 2000 is a year of perfect agreement. One chases 1,000. Two put 10,000 to flight. Are you in this building with me? Enoch had a son. His name was Methuselah. Methuselah had a son. His name was Noah. Noah had a son who had a son who had a son who had a son who had a son. 9 generations later had a son. They called him Abram, but God called him Abraham. Abraham had a son, not Ishmael, Isaac. Isaac had a son. His name was Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. One of them was named Judah. Judah, praise. Judah, do you see the lineage? Judah plows. Judah goes first into battle with banners waving. Judah took up with a harlot. I better not talk about her. No, I better not talk about her. I don't think you can handle it. Because some of you don't understand why you've been under so much pressure. Some of you don't understand why it's been so tight. Such forces pressing in on you. You don't understand why it seems so dark and you push and you get pushed back. And it just gets tighter and tighter. See, what you don't understand is Father God has gone into Mother Time and conceived the child of their old age. The child born to this union. Oh, there's method to my madness. The child born of this union is directly destined of God to be a deliverer of a people born in bondage. Watch me. All that pressure is simply a brand new you coming down through the birth canal of God. The child of old age is always the delivering child. That's who you are, and you can't get away from it regardless of how pretty you want to preach. It's not for some and not for others. It's for everybody. God saved the best wine to last. And God is just about to have me help be a midwife to push you on out into a wide place, a lighted place, a free place, a place you've never been before. Watch me, watch me. Judah went in to a harlot, but of course that's what time has always been to God. And Tamar conceived a son. Watch me. See, you let me go on without coming full circle. Judah had a son. His name was Perez, the breaker. Perez had a son who had a son who had a son who had a son who had a son named Joseph. You might remember him. He was espoused to a virgin by the name of Mary. Joseph had a son. You might remember him, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid down in a manger while angels sang happy birthday and shepherds showed up to see if it was true. But we hadn't come full circle yet. In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. All we've got at that point is God back in the earth. But in the beginning, God had a son. You're not ready. No, let me say it this way. Hell's not ready. This earth is not ready. The whole creation groans to wit the manifestation of the sons of God. Back on the earth in absolute authority and absolute dominion and absolute power, refusing to be refused and denying to be denied, with the lightnings of God striking like dark-throated storm clouds out of their eyes, with the miraculous power of God placed in their hands, and whithersoever the sole of their foot shall touch, it's theirs for the taking. God had a son. His name was Rod. Hey, you said, don't just sit there and be cute at me. You even act like you don't even halfway want this blessing. I'll knock you out of the way and take mine and yours too. Because I'm going to walk this way. I'm tired of healing lines. I want to be healed. Huh? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? There's another level that we have never even begun to dream was possible. Walking in the spirit of Almighty God with demons screaming. God had to have something different in mind than what we've had. Little sitting in a little church service, go to camp meeting, but get tired at 9:30. God had to have something in mind other than choirs and choir robes and preachers and pulpits. Why else would he have said, behold, I give you power over all devils and to cure diseases? Why else would he have said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm. Sit down. I don't get to preach no more in this camp meeting. I'm gonna finish just this part. I'm going to finish it. Oh, if I was lining you up and knocking you all down, you'd be shouting. And then the next time you need something, you'd have to come where I am to get it. Judah went in like Father God to Mother Time. Took himself a harlot. Bible said in the time of her travail, there were twins in her womb. And behold, that first baby came down through the birth canal just like the modern church. Arm first. Always trying to accomplish with the arm of the flesh what can only be done by his spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. You know the story. He stuck that arm out. You know this. I'm not giving you a lesson in obstetrics, but you ought to understand. If you're having a baby and the arm comes out first, you got trouble on your hands. Babies are not supposed to be born arm first. And that's what we've always tried to do. Tried to do it in the arm of the flesh. Try to go to the preacher seminar and find out how somebody else did it. Maybe if we read somebody's tape series, then we could learn how to do something. No, you got to understand. Everything you need to know is already on the inside of you. You got to stop looking for and start looking to. No, you're not in here with me. Is that what the man said? You got to stop looking for it and start looking into it. Help me, somebody. I said, you got to stop looking for it and you got to start looking into it, because your answer ain't out there somewhere. It's not in my hands. It's in your belly. Yeah. I don't know, my church ain't growing. I don't know, my kids are on drugs. I don't know, I better find this. If I could find some formula, if I could find some 3 points that all started with the same letter in the Bible, then maybe I could. No, if you'd go, stop being so lazy, open up a prayer closet somewhere, slam the door, and tell the devil, one of us is not leaving this room. Do you understand? Either me or you, one of us are gonna die right in here and get down on your hands and knees and grab a hold of the horns of the altar and pray till the Holy Ghost came and eradicated your problem. Your answer is in the Spirit. Not the arm of the flesh. Watch. That arm. Somebody said he drew it back up in there. Yeah, right. That midwife had put a scarlet ribbon around that wrist. Why? Because the firstborn carried the inheritance, the birthright. Everything. So baby number two got nothing. So are you just about ready to think baby number one said, oh, well, excuse me, I don't believe I'll have any of the inheritance. You just go right ahead. No. What you forgot is baby number two was in there. And baby number two, if you'll excuse my vernacular, grab baby number one by the nape of the neck and said, excuse me. But I'm not just about ready to sit up in here in my padded pew underneath my crystal chandelier and watch you take what I know belongs to me. You better just get back. Hey, oh God, you better just get, you better just get to the back of the line, baby, cause it's my time. Somebody's always been trying to get in your way. Somebody's always, you better kick preachers out of your way. You better kick doubt and unbelief out of your way. You better kick family out of your way and say, don't you even think about trying to talk me out of this blessing. Watch this. Here comes baby number two. Here comes baby number two. Watch. How's he come? Head first. Now unto him who is able, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him down at his own right hand of power, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but that which is to come, and hath made him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Listen to me. My wife and I went through 36 hours of labor with our first baby. It was rough on me. I went for Doritos 3 times. 36 hours. I never did see a doctor. I was a pop-eyed man. I said, where's the 10 hours? Where's the doctor?
He'll be here.
Is that the way you felt about God? Hey! Ain't no doctor. 35th hour, no doctor. 36th hour, here went that nurse running out the room. Here come the doctor. One nurse throwing a robe on him, one putting gloves. One wrapping something around his face, thank God. Wrapping something around his face. He grabbed me and knocked me out the way. I said, wait a minute now. What are you in such a hurry about now? It's been 36 hours and seen you yet. He said, get out of my way. You know God is about to tell some of y'all, would you get out of my way?
And I believe I sang this song. Would you just get out of the way?
But I've got to preach my finest sermon right now. I can't help it. There are 42 homosexuals need to get set free out here and 12 cancer patients. I've got to show off my preaching prowess. And you know what God say? Would you get out of my way? Would you just, if you'd get out of my way, I'd straighten her crooked leg out if you'd just move. But the order of the day is entertainment. Listen, are you listening to me? Don't be watching Eagle One up there. He just flying around all over.
Come on now. Come on. We almost home. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't quit now. You crawl back up in the womb and die now. Come on. That doctor said, get out of my way. Why? The baby's head. Listen to what he said. The baby's head is crowning. You know what God's telling us right now? Excuse me. But the head is crowning. That's why he wants you to give him glory. That's why he wants you to praise him. That's why he wants you to talk in tongues and get out of his way and let him show up, show off, and show out right in the middle of your mess.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.